Yeah, it's the kind of thing that always comes up in conversation. We're not particularly common, and I tend to be the only one at a dinner party who does anything like that. So I figure you might as well make it your own. So yes, bona fide circus freak, proud over here.
It's lovely to have a real circus freak in front of me. I don't think I've ever had that before. How does it normally go down with people when you say I work as a circus performer, circus entertainer? What do you say?
I tend to say circus instructor these days, just because I do a lot more teaching than I do performing. And honestly, they tend to mishear you and think that you say circuits, as in the fitness thing. And they're a bit like, it's not that hard to instruct. And then you explain, no, I mean juggling and hula hooping. And then they're pretty amazed, which is really cool.
So this is actually a full-time job for you then, rather than just a hobby?
Yeah, so it's my full-time job and my business. So we run clubs in primary schools across the Cambridgeshire area, and it's the main thing that I do these days.
So tell us, how did you get into it? Because as you say, it's a bit of an unusual thing to start. I guess there's a story of how you first picked up your first juggling ball?
It's mainly a really kind of classic, was looking for a new hobby at university. So I was not a particularly sporty or fitness-based individual, and I came to Cambridge University and was just looking for something else to do. Went along to a circus workshoppy type thing, and I've basically been hooked ever since. I started with trapeze and was doing a lot of the aerial-based skills for a while, and then branched into the ground-based things, mainly for something to do in the holidays where there wasn't anything available back at home.
And you actually have circus qualifications as well, don't you? Which is a real thing that you can do.
I do indeed have a diploma in circus skills from Zippo's School, Academy of Circus Arts is the official title. Yes, that piece of paper is definitely somewhere. I did a 3-month summer program with them where we toured the UK, doing a combination of performances, workshops and our own training. And it was the whole classic big top. You lived in a converted horse box. You learned how to put the tent up. It was really, really good fun.
And what's that like, sort of living on the road and attending these various sort of towns and villages, I guess, performing as a circus performer? Because it's about more, as you say, than just doing your bit of the performance, isn't it? It's about contributing to the whole team effort of running the show.
Putting up the tent is hard. Like, that is really technically complicated and physically grueling. It would take us about 3 hours to put it up and then another 3 hours to take it back down again. So if you're only there for one day, that sucked. Generally, you just tend to get a lot of camaraderie within the troupe, and so it definitely becomes a little bit of a them and us feeling with the general public, just because of the fact that you're so kind of insular and you're moving around so much.
And did that ever lead to any problems as you moved around? Did people ever think that you were there for no good, or did they understand that you were there working?
Generally, people were fine, but the biggest thing that we struggled with was people walking through our kind of area, especially the bits out back, because you're in a public space, you're in parks and that kind of thing. But because in your head, that's where you live, it's a little bit like somebody walking through your front garden. So we'd get a little bit miffed in the corner, but there's nothing you can do about it. So just getting a bit possessive over your personal space there.
And tell us about your specific circus skills. So you mentioned trapeze was where you started. Is it the death-defying sort of stuff that we're imagining you hundreds of feet in the air, walking around with a lion underneath you?
Generally less death-defying these days. I've done my fair share of some scary things. I've been on a high wire that was about 5 metres up, I think, if I remember correctly. But I'm a bit of a jack-of-all-trades. So if you've seen it in a big top or on TV, I've probably given it a bit of a go, and I could probably teach you a little something. These days, I'm mainly doing the ground-based things that we teach the kids. My area of specialism is definitely hula hooping, but I can do a little bit of everything.
And tell us about Right Side Up Circus then. So this is the company that you're teaching circus skills to children. What sort of sessions do you run for them?
So we run after school and lunchtime sessions, and we focus on props based things. So again, juggling, hula hooping, stuff like that. They tend to be for about an hour, give or take. And what we do is we cover one prop each week, and then we give lots of time for games and creative play and really giving the children time to express themselves. So you just sign up for a term and we cover a whole range of different things and then do some mini performances towards the end, which is really fun to see.
Yeah, I bet. And tell us about what sort of benefits do you think circus skills actually bring the children you're working with?
So for me, circus was all about finding a way to kind of move and own my own body without it being in a sporting context. And for a lot of the kids that we get in the clubs, it's kind of the same for them as well. We're a non-competitive environment that still encourages physical activity, which is really important when you just don't click with things like football, netball, your standard school sports. Because also you've got these different props, you're kind of building the skills as like a secondary thing. So instead of focusing on the fact that you're developing your hand-eye coordination, you're just focusing on whether you can get the trick or not and how cool it looks. So it means that the kids can kind of develop the skills without it feeling like they're learning in that official capacity.
And you mentioned as well, you started off when you were here at Cambridge University studying. How did your circus skills combine with your studies for your degree, or did they not?
Very poorly. They really didn't. I really didn't do much of my degree. It's quite bad. So I spent probably the bulk of my second year just doing circus, and I essentially ignored all books in the library. And then my director of studies had to have a little bit of a word with me and was like, you do actually need to do this now. So I got my act together for third year, and I did well enough to get 2-1, which was excellent. And then I promptly abandoned all books and went back to the circus.
Wow, so you've been doing this since you left university?
Yep, so I went self-employed pretty much from straight away. And this particular business, Right Side Up Circus, has been going since September 2016. So we're relatively young still at the moment, but I've been freelancing circus work for the past 2.5 years.
And if people are interested in getting in touch with you or starting maybe one of your courses, do they need to be within one of the schools you're already working in, or do you have some other sessions as well?
So we have some evening sessions that we run for kids, which are on a Wednesday evening, and all the information about that is on the website. But if you are in a school and you really want that for your school, the best thing to do is just get the head teacher to contact us, and then we can look at setting something up.
And tell us about the contact details for you.
So we've got loads of different contact details for social media. We're on Facebook as Right Side Up Circus. And if you also Google that, our website should come up quite comfortably. Or you can get in touch with my email address, which is emma.wright@cantab.net, which will be on the website as well.
So what's your absolute favourite thing about being a circus trainer and performer?
That's really, really hard, because there's so many aspects of it which are just absolutely fantastic. Working with kids is brilliant. Children's minds are just incredible, and they come up with so many different things that I definitely wouldn't think to do with a prop, and that's amazing to see. And I get to pay to play stuck in the mud each week. That's just amazing. Like, I really can't imagine a better job out there.